Okay, now we can start.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 score scope. Yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Did Matt Peck get a signed copy of that book?
No, Matt Peck, he didn't know.
No.
Talk to D. Rose.
Yeah, got
you. Matt, you will be getting your book soon.
Kick back and get ready for the best hour of your day.
Are players buying in, Jim?
Yes.
Fair enough.
And so all I was saying on this podcast, the Locked On Bulls podcast.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
The Locked On Bulls podcast.
You can just see the vibe.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck, also host of Bulls Outsiders on NBC Sports Chicago. You can follow me on Twitter at @Bulls_Peck. You can follow my partner Jordan Malley at Jordan C. Malley. And you can follow us on Twitter at @LockedOnBulls. Shoot us an email, lockedonbulls@gmail.com. And of course, our text to voicemail line's always there for you, our fellow Bulls fans. 331-979-1369. Again, that number, 331-979-1369. We'll get to some more mailbag content later on in the week. Today's episode of Locked On Bulls is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get $10 off your next order. Well, hope everybody is having a good Labor Day weekend. Hopefully some of you even have today off as I am recording Monday morning. Jordan had a graveyard shift at 670 from last night into this morning, so I'm holding down the fort for him today to kick off the week. Wanted to touch on a few things on today's episode. First off, my thoughts on some of the recent playoff action in the NBA bubble. Looks like we've got some pretty interesting series on our hands. And then a couple of new names that have surfaced over the last couple of days when it comes to the Bulls and their current coaching search, which appears to be underway with what we've heard about the Bulls not only being granted permission to talk to certain people, some in the bubble, some recently eliminated from the bubble, and even I think one or two names that weren't from the bubble, as well as parts of their staff and Chris Fleming and Roy Rogers. But a couple of new names that surfaced recently that I wanted to just touch on as far as their background and their resumes and their potential fit here with the Bulls. So all that up ahead on today's Locked On Bulls. Hopefully, all of you have been enjoying these NBA playoffs as much as I have. It just seems like a wonderful treat, and I know that for a while there, it looked like maybe the NBA's Player Association was going to take a stand and decide that they didn't want to play these playoffs anymore, which would have been absolutely within their right, in my opinion. But I'm glad that they found certain concrete ways to make their platform one of not just, you know, catchphrases on jerseys and slogans on courts, but actual action. And the Bulls being one of those teams who's very much involved in this push by the league and its players to just urge voting, learn more about what it means to have your voice heard by being an active participant in our democracy in this country. The Bulls, one of several teams working towards using their home stadium as a polling place for the upcoming election in November. In addition to that, the Bulls have already started releasing PSAs from certain members of the Bulls roster, encouraging Bulls fans to get out there and vote, learn about how you can register to vote if you aren't already, and just how important it is to use your voice, especially in this upcoming election. So, with all of those pieces of action in place, it's great to see the NBA back and these playoffs in full swing, because we've had some pretty entertaining stuff in round two so far. Which, by the way, if you haven't heard, me and my guys Big Dave Watson and John Sabine from Bulls Outsiders are doing some of these NBA playoff games on Hot Mic, the live streaming sports app that lets you choose your announcers for the game, basically doing watch parties. It basically operates the same way that Twitch does for video games, but it's for live sports. It's a lot of fun. So if you haven't checked us out already, come hang out. We usually tweet out notifications about which games we'll be doing earlier on in that day. We did games 1 and 2 of Lakers Rockets so far. It's been a lot of fun. So check it out. Download the Hot Mic app in your app store. So clearly the biggest strange thing that's happened in round two so far is the Bucks falling into that 0-3 hole against the Miami Heat. And credit to Eric Spoelstra, who I think right now is probably the best coach in the NBA. He has figured out a way to really neutralize Giannis Antetokounmpo, the likely two-time back-to-back MVP of the NBA, in as many ways as possible, having his defenses swarm him when he's trying to drive, kind of force him into some of those offensive fouls that have plagued Giannis all season long, and then also dare him to shoot from beyond the arc, which, as we all know, has not gone well and has not been a big part of Giannis's offensive arsenal so far in his career. Credit to Jimmy Butler, who in a variety of ways, he had a monster game in game one, 40-point night. Game two, a quieter night offensively, but still was facilitating and doing the little things, including the defensive end. And then another big performance in game three, including a fourth quarter where I think Jimmy had 17 points in the fourth quarter as Miami stormed back from a huge deficit and the Bucks choked that game away. A shocking result to see. And now we've got the ankle of Giannis as the main story in that series and whether or not it'll hold up. You know, he tried to give it a go in game four, left the game, and clearly it's been bothering him. Even a couple of times you've seen where he has been able to take flight, even landing after jumping and driving to the lane. He's been wincing. He's been hobbled. You see a noticeable limp in his step. So Giannis is not 100%, not even close. And that could be a big part of the reason why the Bucks find themselves in this position. They're able to stave off the four-game sweep elimination by winning an overtime affair in game four yesterday. And we'll see what's on deck for game five and whether or not Giannis will be a active participant in that game. But, man, credit to the Miami Heat for taking advantage. And Eric Spoelstra certainly seems to be coaching circles around Mike Budenholzer this year in this playoff. So, some of the things that Budenholzer has been saying in his postgame comments about certain minutes for certain players, they sound a little familiar to Bulls fans and our recently ousted coach, he who must not be named. So we'll see what happens in that series. The other series has been a lot of fun in the East. I liked Toronto over Boston at the start of that series. Toronto, to me, was the team outside of Milwaukee that had the best shot at stealing the Eastern Conference and getting back to the finals, even without their star from last year's championship run, Kawhi Leonard. They're just a very deep team. With Nick Nurse, they're a very well-coached team. Siakam has emerged as a legit, star on his way to superstar caliber player, and the role players of that Heat team, that Raptors team, they just know their roles, and they play them very well. So I was a little surprised to see Boston take a 2-0 lead in that series. And then an awesome, one of the best moments of the playoffs altogether so far, the OG Anunoby three-pointer at the buzzer in game three to prevent them from going down into an 0-3 hole. What a brilliant ATO there from Nick Nurse. A beautifully designed play, just a catastrophic defensive breakdown by the Boston Celtics, who you had to play 0.5 seconds of defense. Don't leave a three-point shooter open. And, wow, dramatic finish to that one. And then the Raptors able to win game four as well to knot up that series. Really excited to see what happens from there on out. Game five of that series happening later today, as I am recording on Monday morning, Labor Day morning. Celtics Raptors tip off 6:30 Eastern time on TNT Monday night. And then we've got Clippers Nuggets game three. That series tied at one game apiece. They are the late game tonight, 9:00 tip Eastern time. And credit to Jamal Murray and the Denver Nuggets for bouncing back after a beat down by the Clippers in game one. I still like the Clippers to handle this series and fairly easily. They're a deeper team. They're just a more talented team. But you see that if the Clippers don't take the Nuggets seriously, and maybe with such an easy win in game one, game two became kind of a trap game for the Clippers. The Nuggets played with a higher level of urgency, and maybe, you know, as Jamal Murray mentioned in his postgame comments, there was a little bit of fatigue after having to climb all the way back from the 3-1 deficit in their first round and win game 7 against Utah. Maybe that left them a bit unprepared for game 1, but they bounced back in game 2, credit to them. And I mean, Lakers Rockets, final thoughts so far on these conference semifinals. Just four of the most entertaining stars in the league. LeBron and AD versus Harden and Westbrook. Very different styles of play offensively for these teams. Credit to the Rockets for stepping up their defense in game 1. The Lakers stepped up their defense in game 2 after the Rockets climbed all the way back from that huge deficit last night and even took the lead for a while late third quarter into the fourth quarter. Because of a flurry of three-point shooting, which we know the Rockets are so good at doing. The other side of that coin is that the Rockets went ice cold in the fourth quarter. And after pouring in 30-something points to a very measly point total from the Lakers in quarter number 3, the script was flipped in quarter number 4 with some big closing minutes and moments from their two stars, LeBron and AD, to ice that game 2 victory to knot up that series. So very excited to see how that series continues to play out. I could very easily see that Lakers-Rockets series going 7 games, and I would not mind at all because it's been very entertaining so far. So, hope everybody has been enjoying these playoff games as much as I have. It has been a lot of fun to watch. Before we get to some thoughts on these names attached to the Bulls coaching search, wanted to tell our listeners about DoorDash. Between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. DoorDash is the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is super easy. Just open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with a new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national spots like Chipotle, Wendy's, and even the Cheesecake Factory. DoorDash deliveries are now contactless to keep communities that we operate in safe. And right now, our Locked On Bulls audience can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download that DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter promo code LOCKEDONNBA. Once again, don't forget, that's promo code LOCKEDONNBA for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. All right, with that, let us get to the Bulls news of the day, which is a couple of new names in the Bulls coaching search that is, by all accounts, in full swing. The Bulls talking to a number of assistant coaches around the league. So here is the list as we have it. And this list was updated by ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski earlier last week. So we have Darvin Ham of the Milwaukee Bucks, Wes Unseld Jr. of the Denver Nuggets, Dan Craig of the Miami Heat, Jamal Mosley of the Dallas Mavericks, Steven Silas also with the Mavericks, Ime Udoka of the Sixers, David Vanderpool of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then, of course, free agent Kenny Atkinson, most recently of the Brooklyn Nets. The Bulls also expected to be interviewing their current assistant coach, Chris Fleming. There's also a chance that they will be talking to Roy Rogers about the job as well. Rogers, another one of the assistants who joined Boylan's staff at the beginning of last season after his stint in Houston. So that's the list. The two names that are new on that list are Dan Craig of the Miami Heat and the Jamal Mosley, Mavericks assistant. So let's talk for a second about Dan Craig. Local sources around Miami have said in recent days that the Bulls are, quote, very interested in the Heat assistant coach. And Craig's resume is pretty simple because his basic, you know, basically the entirety of his NBA career has happened down in Miami. This is his 17th season with the Heat. He started as a video intern and moved to a video coordinator. Then he was added to the player development staff and then worked his way to an assistant coach. This dude's only 38 years old, so is definitely one of the younger candidates among the candidate pool for the Bulls to become the franchise's next head coach. He even has a G League Coach of the Year award on his resume when he had a 40-10 record with the Sioux Falls Skyforce in the 15-16 G League season. I am very excited to hear this name added to the list simply because as much as Bulls fans might want to be rolling their eyes at it every time they hear it right now, and y'all know how I feel about Dwayne Wade. You all know how I feel about those Heatles teams that knocked the Bulls out of the playoffs twice. I can't stand Miami. They drive me crazy. And certainly seeing Jimmy Butler thrive in that organization right now makes the sting all the more painful. But Heat culture is a real thing. And Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra are perhaps right now the most powerful and, you know, simpatico executive coach duo in the NBA right now. It's why Miami is a desirable place to play. That and, you know, warm weather, no state taxes, et cetera, et cetera. But Heat culture is real. And here they have the odds-on favorites to win the NBA championship, or certainly the Eastern Conference, on the ropes. 3-1 lead over the Bucks right now. Second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. So, not only is it a great name to have in the Bulls candidate pool because of his longtime connection with that Heat organization, but learning under Eric Spoelstra, who he himself is a Miami Heat lifer. You know, people mention that all the time about Spo. Started in the video room. And it's like, you know, basically started in the mail room and worked his way all the way to being that team's head coach. Dan Craig certainly seems to be of a very similar mold and has been this whole time, nearly 20 years into his NBA career, been working with Pat Riley in that Heat culture. And you see right now with the unexpected, dominance of the Bucks so far in their second round series, just how effective having the better coach in the series can be. As I said earlier, that Spo is coaching circles around Budenholzer right now. So Craig, in everything that he has been able to do in this crazy fast trajectory of his career, and again, yeah, it's 17 years. It's taken him 17 years to build this, but even, you know, to be potentially hired as a head coach before you turn 40, spending all this time with one organization, that's a pretty impressive resume. Maybe if there is a drawback, it's that he only has been with this one organization, because maybe, say, variety is the spice of life, and maybe it would be better to look at a candidate who has experience in a lot of different organizations, because that way they have experience with different modes of operation. They've seen more, they've been exposed to more as far as how the NBA works. But that's really the only plausible, maybe that's a drawback kind of thing you can say about a guy who's spent his entire career with one organization. To me, if that is a respected organization and for the most part a winning organization, that's a good thing. So interesting to see how that plays out, because his name just kind of popped up after the initial pool of candidates have been named. And to me, he could be a front runner. One of maybe a couple of front runners at the moment. And we're hearing from people down in Miami that he is very much attached to the Bulls job and vice versa. So we'll see how that progresses. One quick note about a different candidate, and then we will get to the other addition in the Dallas Mavericks assistant, Jamal Mosley. This was from Chris Mannix, who hopped on with Casey Johnson in a recent episode of the Bulls Talk podcast by NBC Sports Chicago. Mannix is in the bubble down in Orlando, and he is hearing, he's got his ear to the ground in a lot of different parts of the bubble. And of course, there's a lot of chatter going on right now about coaching vacancies or soon to be coaching vacancies. And this name is a name that Bulls fans have been hearing since the get-go, like since, you know, before Boylan was fired, when we were speculating about guys who might replace him. And that's 76ers assistant Ime Udoka. Now, when the Sixers, after their very brief playoff appearance and lost to Boston in a sweep in round one, fired their head coach Brett Brown, a lot of people were saying, well, Udoka was probably going to be one of the guys towards the top of their list as far as candidates in their pool to find the replacement for Brett Brown. But we've kind of heard different things about that. We've heard that perhaps, you know, tabbing Brett Brown's lead assistant or one of his lead assistants to be Brett Brown's replacement wouldn't be enough of a change to what the Sixers are trying to accomplish right now. And then maybe that is something that would detract from Udoka's likability for the job as far as the Sixers front office is concerned. And then the other thing that we've heard is that this very well-known name, Tyronn Lue, currently on Doc Rivers' staff with the Clippers, is making his way back to a head coaching seat somewhere, and that maybe it is Philadelphia, and that there is a lot of mutual interest going on between Ty Lue and the Sixers. So between that, and then there are a couple of other names, people that have head coaching experience. I believe Dave Joerger is one of the names that is attached to the Philly job right now. But that could mean, as far as any potential ties that still exist between the Bulls and Udoka, if the Bulls want to talk to Udoka, because we know he and our new GM, Mark Eversley, have that overlap in their time in Philly. I'm sure AK respects and admires Udoka's part of his resume that involves 7 or 8 years working under Greg Popovich, the Greg Popovich coaching tree. So it appears that that candidate that has been on the list for this Bulls head coaching job since the beginning could still very well be a front-running candidate, assuming that the Sixers go in a different direction. So I thought that that little update from Mannix was interesting, that there's a lot of buzz in the bubble right now going on between Udoka and the Bulls' job. So if people in the bubble are talking about it, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. So between that, Dan Craig, there's a lot of talk going on right now about this Bulls' job. And I certainly believe Woj's take over Stephen A's when he said that this is very much so a job the people in the league want. So before we get to Jamal Mosley and a few thoughts on him and his candidacy, another moment to tell you about our other sponsor for today's show, and that is one of our favorites, Built Bar. Built Bar has been with us, Locked On Bulls, and the Locked On Podcast Network for a long time now. Just tremendous sponsors who make tremendously delicious protein bars. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser, if that's even a word. I don't care. It's true. Some of their new flavors to check out: Cherry Barcia, Lemon Almond Cheesecake. That one's really, really good. Carrot Cake. I also love their Carrot Cake. And Apple Almond Crisp. It just tastes just like my mom's Apple Crisp recipe. For any of you out there who have like a family Apple Crisp dessert, the Built Bar Apple Almond Crisp, oh my gosh, it's delicious. And then, you know, you got your classic flavors, your peanut butter, your raspberry, orange, toffee almond is another one of my favorites. Salted caramel is delicious, and peanut butter brownie. These Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious person, the health-conscious sports fan. You can lose or maintain weight while you're indulging in this delicious treat. The Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. Everything you want and not too much of that stuff that you don't want. They're great for the keto diet if that's your jam. Take, for example, that peanut butter Built Bar flavor. 19 grams of protein, only 180 calories, only 5 grams of sugar, and just 5 gram net carbs. And here's the best part. Right now, Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch, and it could include a free cooler with your Built Bar purchase while supplies last. And that'll only last for maybe another week or two, so get them fast. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get $10 off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Thanks to Built Bar for being a longstanding and excellent sponsor of Locked On Bulls and the Locked On Podcast Network. Okay, now on to that other new name in the Bulls head coaching search. We've heard that Rick Carlisle's assistant, Stephen Silas, has been one of the guys on AK's short list for the last month or so. But we've had another addition and another Rick Carlisle disciple added to that list, and that is Jamal Mosley. Mosley, currently his fifth season as an assistant under Carlisle with the Dallas Mavericks. Recently also excelling to the position of officially the team's defensive coordinator. He started out mostly as a player development guy and even did scouting when he was first getting his start coaching in the NBA back with the Denver Nuggets. So a background in scouting and an emphasis in player development, which are certainly two things that this young Bulls team that needs player development right now, you like those boxes checked off. And even recently finding his niche and his specialty on the defensive side of the ball for that Dallas Mavericks defense. So obviously you're not looking at the Dallas Mavericks as a team with a glowing representation on the defensive end right now, but you still have plenty of things to like there about Jamal Mosley's resume. Other things that are impressive, unlike what we were talking about with Dan Craig, he's been around to a variety of NBA organizations. I mentioned getting his start with the Denver Nuggets. That was back in the early 2000s. He was even on that staff for the Denver Nuggets team that went to the Western Conference Finals way back in 2009. When he was an assistant coach for the Nuggets for 3 years, and they made the playoffs all three of those years. He also had a stint from 2010 to 2014 with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So those were certainly the hard days in the LeBron was in Miami phase. So credit to him for being in a very difficult position and taking a job that, man, the Cavs were working on developing the young talent that was ready to replace LeBron James. Not an easy job, and probably on many days not a fun job. So credit to Mosley for being there for that part of his career. Other things that you like about Mosley as far as his resume: USA Basketball, where he was working the USA minicamp in 2018, working with who? That's right, Greg Popovich. But not just that, it's the fact that he has other international ties to his basketball life. He played professionally overseas after his career at Colorado, playing overseas in Australia for a couple of seasons. He played 1 year in Spain. He even played 1 year in Korea, and he is a multiple-time participant in Basketball Without Borders in Africa. So all of that, what does that sound like? That sounds like our new VP of Basketball Ops, Arturis Kardashovas, who has a wealth of experience and an appreciation for people who can expand their basketball horizons outside of the United States, AK being a product of international basketball himself. And so you got to assume that that's something that AK will ask Mosley about if and when he's interviewed. And perhaps that will give Mosley a little bit of a boost as far as what AK likes about his resume. So interesting that he will be in the Canada pool along with one of his current colleagues and co-workers, Stephen Silas, another assistant with the Dallas Mavericks, but another solid candidate to add to the pool. And might I mention another black candidate to add to the pool? Obviously, the big hiring recently was the Brooklyn Nets going with Steve Nash, the longtime NBA veteran and star, two-time MVP, who everybody wondered would someday get into coaching. But again, another example of a retired player who is white making jump directly to head coach. And certain people around NBA media took issue with that. Most notably, Stephen A. Smith, who called it another example of white privilege. Yes, the number of black coaches in the NBA is far smaller than it should be and actually shrinking. I think when, you know, earlier this season, there were 7 black coaches in the NBA. Now we're back down to 5 with the dismissal of a couple of guys. So people were like, Steve Nash, really? Come on. Well, Kevin Durant, the guy who came to Brooklyn as a free agent, said, I'll play here. I'll play in Brooklyn. I'll try and bring your franchise a championship. And Kevin Durant, with his time in Golden State, worked one-on-one with Steve Nash and loves Steve Nash. And the two have a very personal, close relationship. So if your star player wants you to hire this guy, does it matter if it's a black guy who's had 10 years experience as an assistant coach on a bench somewhere or a white guy who is a retired player, a well-respected player in his prime, in his playing career. I mean, it's kind of a weird outside the, you know, exception to the rule as far as, yes, there is a white privilege problem when it comes to NBA coaching and NBA executive positions. The Steve Nash one, I don't really think qualifies if your black star player says, go hire that white guy. So that is something that Bulls fans should continue thinking about, though, and whether or not that will be a big motivating and weighing factor for AK and his staff when making this hire. Because we heard that, what he wanted to do was bring more diversity to this organization, which frankly was lacking in it. Obviously hiring a black GM and Mark Eversley, filling out more positions. And you expect that lots of these candidates who are minorities will be taken very, very seriously among the candidates that are listed. So the Bulls adding a white candidate in Dan Craig, who has this long resume with one organization, Miami Heat, and also adding a candidate in Jamal Mosley, who has a very diverse NBA experience and a diverse basketball resume, in addition to adding another diversity member to the candidate pool for the head coaching job. So I'm very excited to see where this head coaching search goes from here. The other teams have acted fast. The Knicks tabbed Tibbs right away. Everybody kind of saw that coming. The Brooklyn Nets making a big surprise splash grab of Steve Nash. And now people are probably going to start looking even closer at the Bulls job and just who might be at the forefront of that search. So plenty still to talk about, and any updates about this coaching search, if we hear more rumors from the bubble, if we hear any more names added to the pile, we will be here to keep you updated, in addition to continue talking about that upcoming NBA draft and just where the Bulls might look to add talent to this roster. So that's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening as always. Hope you have a great Labor Day and a great finish to your holiday weekend. Jordan and I will be back tomorrow with a fresh episode. In the meantime, don't forget, you can always hit us up on that text or voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Again, 331-979-1369. Any of your thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, inquiries about the Bulls, their coaching search, the upcoming NBA draft, or maybe you want to talk NBA playoffs, because we've got some really fun series going on right now. Speaking of which, enjoy the doubleheader that we have tonight. We've got Celtics Raps, pivotal game 5, the series knotted to 2 games apiece, and Clippers Nuggets. Clippers trying to seize control of that series again after the Nuggets get the win in game 2, and even that series at 1 game apiece. For my partner Jordan Malley, Matt Peck, saying thanks as always for listening, Bulls Nation. We love you so much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace out.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com